This is one of those weird nights where I had a full day, a good day. I worked, got a lot of stuff done when I got home, things that I had been putting off all during the week, with the excuse that I worked so I don't have to. Got all that caught up. Got my list of things to accomplish over the next couple of days all filled out. And I'm tired. But I've been lying here for 2 hours. And sleep will not come. It's one of those nights that even though it was a long day, but a good day, and a full day, there's just this almost emptiness. At bedtime, a restlessness that sits in. It's intrusive. I don't know what it is. It's like a sadness, but I'm not sad. It's not even one of those things like where I want to be cuddled and held and made to feel small. It's like I want to hold someone. I want to spoon someone. I want to just wrap my arms around them. I think that spooning someone is a great way to make them feel safe, but it's also a way to make yourself feel safe, but to be the controlling facet of it, you know, the one that says when and where and how much. Most of the time when we want to be cuddled, it's because we want the control to be taken. Or to feel okay in a situation where we feel that we don't have any control. Just having someone hold us. Make us feel contained. And generally that's the kind of person that I am, but right now I want to be the container. I just want to hold. And I want to help. I feel that I have energy and good things left to do with this day, but it's late and I'm almost out of ideas. I thought about recording a saucy audio, but this is not the day for that. This is one of those nights that makes you reflective, not just on the day, not just these last 24 hours, but everything. You know that person from sixth grade that you wrote a note to and they showed the whole class and you're like still mad about it 25 years later. This is one of those nights that you remember all that shit, and I don't get it. I don't get why it's like this. It just kind of is sometimes, huh? I know that nights like this are important. I know it's good to remember things, especially little things like that that don't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, but at the time they had so much to do with the people that we were becoming. You know? It's like, yeah, maybe that note in sixth grade that got shown to everyone in class doesn't really have an effect on anything that I do with my life here and now, but it definitely changed a lot of the things that I was doing at the time. It's bizarre to think about it. I'm a really private person, but I do a lot of private things publicly here. Anonymously, of course. But there's safety in it, isn't there? Bearing your soul to someone behind a curtain, it's almost like confession. Feels good to get it out. It's cleansing. Feeling somewhat purified afterward. Even if it's not with the best intentions. I don't know. Maybe Reddit is my priest and these audios are giving me absolution. Or maybe I've read it all wrong and they're damning me altogether. But that's not what I'm focused on. I'm still focused on that note from sixth grade. Damn it. People always talk about, you know, if I had known then what I know now. I try not to be that way. Every bad choice that I make, every poor reaction that I have, it's all education, right? It's all learning who I am and what I'm about, what I like and what I don't, and the kind of person I want to be, the kind of person I don't want to be anymore. And I think that some nights are just supposed to be remembering the past, what we've grown from and away from and into and out of. It all matters. The events, maybe they don't matter as much, but the time does. And I think that reflecting back on that time, just reflecting, not dwelling, I think it's good. I think it's healthy. And it can be fun. I think one of the most fun things to be reflective about are the things that I used to think were secrets. You know, you just think about it like, oh my God, don't tell anyone, but I think so-and-so's cute. Or, she looks like a total slob in that shirt. Don't tell her I told you that. You know, just weird shit like that. And then something I realized a couple years ago is, I think that the easiest way that I find if I trust someone, like if I'm not picking it apart, but if I actually trust someone, I find that I never have to actually use the expression, don't tell anyone this, but it's amazing. Like there are people at work that I say that to. I'm like, okay, don't tell anyone this, but I'm telling you this. That's like gossip. But when someone I truly, honestly, actually trust, I don't even need to say that to them because I know that they won't. I know that they won't betray me. It's kind of a cool thing. I don't even know if guys do that. Like if that expression is even in their vocabulary at all. I don't know, probably not. It's amazing for as many men as I've lived with in my life. Ooh, does that make me sound slutty? I grew up with, like, all boys, like, brothers, so four boys and I in a house growing up, it'd make you, you know, it would seem like I know more about them than I actually do. I'm quite fucking clueless. And aside from that, also, I think when you have siblings, they're kind of genderless. Like, I grew up with all boys, but I can't tell you anything about men, like, at all. Yeah, they're my brothers, but, like, they're not men. Ew. They're my brothers. It's like guys who grew up with all sisters don't know anything about women. But it's just, you know what I mean? It's like your family. It's different. Anyway. And I learned that I have much, much more patience with people that I trust. Which is odd, seems like it'd be the other way around. Like I would have a higher standard of the people that I hope, like, have in my closest circle. I don't know. I just want to sleep, but I suppose I'm just supposed to be here thinking about things for a while tonight. Maybe if I think about it now and get it all out of my head, then I'll have a peaceful, restful sleep. Maybe I'll have some grand revelation tonight. I really doubt it, but hey, it's possible. Anyway, I hope that you are well. I hope that you're healthy and happy. and sleepy. And I hope that you have really good dreams, if you have any at all. And I hope that you wake tomorrow feeling reflective. Nope, I don't. I hope that you wake feeling refreshed and good. Sleep well, sweetheart.